Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Reese, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about Kevin Vickers. Do you know him?
You know I don't.
Well, you will. That's my promise.
No, I know. Yeah. I've learned more about Canada with this fucking podcast than I... Anyway. Yay, education.
Just climb down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Library. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thought?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello. Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters, and with me
You can do it better. Come on. Let's amp up the energy. Come on, Reese. You're at a strip club. You've got like $500 in one in loonies in a sack, in a laundry sack shoved over your shoulder.
I'm just going to throw coins really hard at them.
You're really excited to be here.
Like a football
hooligan. Like 1.5 shots of rum. You're raring to go. You've got like a pocket full of Smarties you've been pecking at all day. Where's this energy? Let's hear it. Let's do it again. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Really?
My name is
Really? This is what you're giving me?
Right. Yeah, that's all I got.
This is what I'm working with, folks.
I just find seedy environments uncomfortable, so that's the reaction you're going to get. So. Anyway, so hello, welcome everyone. How are you, Jesse? I didn't introduce you. My name is Reese Waters, and with me is the Spanish explorer Jesse Harley.
Oh,
not one of those bad colonial ones that subjugated a continent for nefarious means. just someone who's exploring Spain on a vacation in a very innocent, non-colonial way.
I eat tapas and I drink wine and I sit on the beach. It's great.
Jesse,
you should check your microphone because it doesn't sound as great.
Check
that's
my
better. Maybe just
I'll just get closer. There we go. Jesse called me the other day to ask some advice about marketing himself, and he was in a restaurant.
No, let's. Can we not? I don't like this story. It was genuinely embarrassing. Like I was in a bad mood for like 3 hours afterwards. Honest to God. No,
you don't want me to tell that story.
No, I was in a shitty mood for like 3 hours afterwards. It was
already.
Yeah, it was awful. But
I was entertained for 3 hours.
Thanks. I need new friends.
So, small talk dimension. Jesse, I went to the dentist for the first time in 6 years today.
That's a typical British thing to hear. Okay, let's. Why? Why are you guys scared of the dentist? What the fuck?
I'm not. So when I came here, I didn't have health insurance. I did have health insurance, but my wife needs the dentist more than me. She has more like stuff going on, and so I didn't want. There's a certain allowance you can use with health insurance. So I was just like, I'll just won't go anymore. You need it for more urgently. My teeth are fine. Never had braces. Never had toothache. Totally fine. And I went back there after 6 years, and they were like, it's still fine.
Really? I went once, and I had like 17 cavities.
Yeah,
it was crazy. It was like a ridiculous amount, to the point where the dentist and I had to like have a talk about like what could be possibly going on. It wasn't a talk of like, you need to take better care of your teeth, but like a talk is in like, what is happening? And then it's just like, I don't know.
Well, you're not brushing your teeth. That's what it is,
I guess. But like I went, he suggested I get an electric toothbrush, and I did. And I came back like 3 months later, and he's like, I've never seen your teeth cleaner. I'm like, fucking hell, I guess I've just been doing it wrong the whole time. I brush my teeth twice a fucking day.
Brushing you know, like your teeth wrong the whole time.
I guess. Like, I don't know, right? What the fuck? So now my teeth are great.
Nope. Look at they gave him a polish. Look.
Oh, look at what they are. It looks great. Yeah.
I look like an American.
Is this for your special friends?
This is for special friends.
Well, hi, special friends. Yeah.
Hi, special friends.
You like our small talk dimension, don't you?
You like talking about dental visits.
Dental visits. It's just exciting for you. This is what you put on while you clean the kitchen in the background. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So anyway, what about you, Jesse? How's Spain? How's life in Spain?
Spain's great, man. Spain's great. I got an apartment for 2 weeks on the coast of Fuengirola, down the coast from Malaga. And it's beautiful here. It's one of everything. But it's not super busy, and I just
one of sitting. Everything.
Yeah, you know, it's like little. There's coffee shops, there's butcher shops, there's
one coffee shop, one butcher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
one. And I
just sitting on a beach.
One homeless person.
Just one. Yeah, his name is George.
That's pretty good for there to be one.
George, the homeless person.
You're missing in Halifax at the moment.
I don't think I am.
There you are. You're missing. They're taking down. The homeless encampments on Grand Parade, and they took them down in Victoria Park, and they immediately just set them up in a different park next to it.
After the like homeless people did, you mean?
Yeah. After months of planning, they just moved the tents.
Who moved the tents?
The police and the city were moving the tents.
I'm confused.
So the city and the police cordoned off the parks and said, "Right, you're getting out." So homeless people packed up and immediately set up around the corner. So after,
the homeless people like took their encampments and just moved them.
Yes. Well, not everyone. Some of them did. Yeah. But essentially they were trying to clear them out from in front of Grand Parade.
And all right. Yeah. I mean, this is a constant ongoing problem in Halifax. I don't think I'm missing this. This isn't like a fun
maybe missing
weekend activity for the kids.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It was a real shame.
Let's go watch the homeless migration, kids. It's that time of year.
Forced homeless migration.
The forced homeless migration, yeah.
Yeah. It's good. We got deck chairs. We took some snacks. Get together early to get a good spot. But anyway.
We're going to hell.
It's a human tragedy. It's very sad. But it's important to laugh at the darker things in life, I think.
Especially when they're not happening to you.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd laugh at them. I'd laugh at them if they were happening to me as well, to be honest.
Yeah, I really would.
I would. Too.
Yeah. I also would.
I'd like to think that, you know, the guy, the Australian guy, the famous viral video, get your hands off my penis.
Yes.
Judo. He was being arrested and he had such a good time being arrested.
That's true. He did. Yeah. It's made a great story. A succulent Chinese meal.
This is democracy manifest. That guy. That was a bit South African. But anyway, I'd like to think that in crisis that I would try and channel him.
You should increase the gain on your microphone.
Increase the gain on you. I'll just move it closer. It's fine. I think you're just dead.
You keep moving away from it.
I just try to get some space from you. You can see a dentist.
Thousands of dentists.
If you want to enjoy us and support the show and enjoy the rest of the content we have on Patreon, go to patreon.com/Canadian Politics is Boring, where we have hours and hours and hours of episodes that you have never heard before and that you can go and enjoy. We also enjoy having fun with our patrons, share links, funny stuff that's going on that we don't necessarily put on our public feeds too. So we hope you will join us there and support the show. But if that's not for you, we'll still be back next week with a free episode.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.